These readings, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, are about faith, and I find both the reading from Habakkuk as well as the Gospel today had some kind of memorable lines in them. In today's Gospel, the apostles ask Jesus for an increase in faith, which is a very laudable thing to do. So how do we increase our faith? The prophet Habakkuk, in the first reading, cries out, as we just heard, "How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but do not listen, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord." Does that sound at all vaguely familiar? I think that this was written 700 B.C., and so that's 2,700 years ago. And I think we could say today that we experience and see a lot of violence and strife and discord in our world today, whether it be, and we could say, "How long, O Lord, how long until you do something? Why don't you do something to fix our church? Why don't you do something to fix our government?" Or maybe something in our personal lives that we're struggling with, that we just say, "How long, O Lord? Why do I have to keep on suffering with this?" But the Lord's answer is, I think, very, very interesting. So the Lord answers through to Habakkuk, "Write down the vision clearly so that you can read it readily." So he reminds Habakkuk, write down the vision, so that you remember it, you can see it clearly. And so the Lord says to Habakkuk, "For the vision still has time. It presses on to fulfillment and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come and it will not be late." So the Lord, in effect, answers Habakkuk's doubt by telling him that an increase of faith is given those who are resolute in their conviction that the vision of faith, the vision of the reign of God, presses on to fulfillment and will not disappoint. In a sense, the Lord is saying to Habakkuk, have faith, don't give up, keep the faith, endure, persevere, have hope and patience. The vision, the promise, will be fulfilled. You just have to keep waiting and trusting and believing and keeping the faith. That gives hope. That gives hope. And part of faith is a choice. So when things aren't going quite the way we would hope, or the vision of the reign of God is not really being realized the way we might want it to, or as fast as we might want it to, we need to have faith and keep the faith, and persevere and trust that the vision will come to fulfillment as the Lord has promised. That takes faith, and that really involves a choice, not to give up, not to get discouraged, and not to despair. And I think a lot of people today do kind of give up. They give up on the church, or give up on God, or give up on religion, or give up on, you know, on life, with the suicide rate, etc. So then Jesus answers the apostles' request to increase their faith by appealing to an aspect of ancient society that every hearer in antiquity would understand, referring to the master-slave relationship. It's probably a relationship we're not familiar with or comfortable with, but in ancient society, they would recognize this very clearly. A slave would do what his master requires and would not be unduly rewarded or praised for it. The implication for his followers is, so you also, when you have done all that you have been ordered, say, "We are humble servants. We have done only what we ought to have done." You don't get applause for taking out the garbage or doing the dishes. We're just doing what we're supposed to do, doing what needs to be done. So faith, Jesus says, is the practice of doing what we're supposed to do. And usually we kind of know, don't we? We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we ought to do. as Christ followers. It's just a question of just doing it without fuss, without fanfare, without expecting applause or adulation. We're just God's humble servants doing what we're asked to do. And I think there's something kind of beautiful and profound about that. And what are we expected to do by our faith? You know, we all know, keep the commandments. Live out our vocation faithfully, whether that be as a husband or wife, or parent, or son or daughter, or brother or sister, as a professional, as a student, as a citizen, to live out our vocation. For me, in my case, as being the best pastor I can be for you, and to serve you lovingly as best as I can. That's my vocation. That's how I live out my vocation. For each of us, it's different. But in our state of life, station in life, whether as a young person, whatever it is, to live out our vocation faithfully. And for all of us, praying, going to Mass, helping the poor, being kind and respectful to others, caring for life and caring for the environment. It's not really all that complicated. And we shouldn't make it complicated. Just doing what we know we're supposed to do. And I think most of us know what we're supposed to do. I think you see some young people here, and you know what you're supposed to do, obeying your parents, etc., obeying your teachers. So it reminds me of St. Ignatius' prayer for generosity, in which he says, "Lord, teach me to be generous, to serve you as you deserve, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that I'm doing your holy will." Doing God's will is its own reward. And it also fits in with Ignatius' Sushipe prayer in his spiritual exercises, where he says, "Take, O Lord, and receive all that I have and am. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. I ask for nothing more." All we ask in return for doing God's will is his love and his grace, and that's really enough for us. We don't have to make a fuss about it. We simply do what we know we have to do, what we are asked to do, what we're supposed to do, and just do it simply and do it humbly, not expecting a lot of fanfare about it. So sometimes, you know, I think this is... A lot of times our lives are, you know, it's not always glamorous. There's a day-to-day. There can even be a drudgery in the day-to-day. But when we do what we know we're supposed to do, when we try to follow God's will as best as we can, and we do that by being here at Mass on Sunday, that is how we live out our faith. And that's how we grow in faith, by doing it. So we increase our faith by hanging in there, by keeping the faith, by persevering, and by doing what we're supposed to do. Amen.